The Wanderlover podcast was created with a mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. We're talking time freedom, location freedom, and financial freedom. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, online business mentor for coaches and creatives and full-time world traveler. You'll hear episodes recorded from Hawaii, Costa Rica, Portugal, Bali, and remote surf islands around the world. Tune in every week for strategies around online business, social media, mindset, and interviews with other inspiring entrepreneurs that will empower you to build the business and live the life of your dreams. Are you ready? Let's get started. If you've been enjoying the Wanderlover podcast, if you've been tuning in and finding inspiration and taking away value, it would mean so much to me if you could take a second to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. I continue to record these episodes for you every single week and take all of your comments and feedback to heart. Thank you guys so, so much. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the podcast. I am recording this episode from Rote Island, Indonesia, overlooking the clearest blue waters, surrounded by nature, and so at peace. I think it's really important for us as entrepreneurs to consistently be feeding our body, our mind, what it needs in order to thrive. And that means listening to cues when something is off, and finding answers for questions that you just can't seem to answer yourself. And so today's episode is answering one of our lovely Wanderlover Business Academy students' question. And it comes from a place of overwhelm because you're trying all the things, you are doing all the things, but you're just confused and you can't make it work. So the question goes, my niche is too wide right now and I can't seem to narrow it down. I love posting about motivation, traveling, wellness, breathwork, meditation, eating well, exercise, single mom, divorce, recovery, and I don't know what my niche is. I've gotten this question many times through the past many years of business coaching, and I see this overwhelm, especially from those of you who already are on social media, but for personal reasons, and then wanting to pivot into a business. I also see this in members of our community who are just truly multi-passionate individuals. They have so many different hobbies, so many different interests. They're always learning a new thing. And when you want your social media accounts to kind of be around your life, you don't know what is too much. You don't know how much to share or how little to share. And over time, as you're posting all of the things, it can seem a bit overwhelming to your audience. And as a creator and a business owner, you're like, oh my God, how do I even begin to niche down on this? Because I just have so many interests. So in this episode, I'm going to walk through exactly what you can do to find what your niche is and what your ultimate business and content creation goals are. I do think it's important to narrow down exactly what you are building to get you to where you want to be. And so first of all, I do want to distinguish the difference in social media between my clients who are content creators and my clients who are coaches. There is inherently a giant difference between the two business models. As a content creator, you rely on creating engaging content so that you can grow your audience, so that you can have more of an influence on your audience and make money through collaborations, partnerships, sponsorships, and you are making money because of the size of your audience. And so when you think about it that way, in order to get a large audience, it takes more time. It takes more content to be created. It takes more time for growth. It takes time for you to figure out your unique style and see what your audience resonates with. It just takes time to grow as a content creator. On the other hand, my clients who are coaches, we start off with an offer, we drive traffic to it, whether they have a following of 100 followers or 1,000 or 10,000. We have an offer to begin with and we sell it to that audience. We then use paid and organic marketing to drive traffic to the offer. So you have the ability to monetize instantly or sooner instead of waiting for your following to grow and make money off of brand partnerships and collaborations. Of course, you always have the ability to blend the two, and we will get into that a bit later. Either way, we want to niche down. We want your audience to be familiar with your brand, with the type of content you produce, and be expecting exactly what you are about to produce. We don't want it to be a surprise. What is she going to post about today? Is it going to be about meditation? Is it going to be about recovery? Is it going to be about travel? We want our brand to be super defined because this is how we are going to grow. If you want to make it big as a content creator and you want your main income stream to be from creating on YouTube, podcasting, Instagram, TikTok, whatever platform you choose, ask yourself, what content can you document and create for 30 days straight without struggling to come up with content? I see this a lot with aspiring travel content creators and travel influencers, and where they start hitting a wall is when they realize they can only travel for a few weeks of the year and they don't have enough content to post in between. What this leads to is if you choose to focus on travel, but you don't travel full time or you can't create content for 30 days straight or a year straight, you have these gaps. You have periods where you just have nothing to post and you can't create content because you're not traveling. If we go through each of the topics our original student listed in the beginning, I would ask, can you post 30 days about motivation, 30 days about traveling, 30 days wellness, 30 days breath work, meditation, eating well, exercise, single mom, divorce, recovery? What would come easiest to you? What would be something you can document throughout your day-to-day instead of every time you want to post something, it has to be completely creating from scratch?
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Alternatively, if you are creating content from a coaching perspective, you want to be asking yourself, what is the product or service that you are offering your audience? For example, if it's a 3-month coaching package, what is the point A that your audience is at right now, and where are you going to help them get to as a point B? Ultimately, your content and your business is going to drive traffic to your money-making offers. And if that coaching package is around breathwork, then we want to brand your social media, your online brand around breathwork, right? We don't want to offer a breathwork service, but then have your entire brand be about travel. And don't be discouraged, because it doesn't mean that if you commit to one niche, you can only post about that. For example, I offer business coaching and my brand entirely is around helping people start and scale freedom-based online businesses, but I still post about travel. I still post on my stories about the places I go to, what I'm eating, what my day-to-day looks like. And of course, I can integrate meditation, wellness, breath work, whatever I want into this business niche, but most, if not all, of my products and services are business related. And so that is where the niche is. So ask yourself, what is your business and what are you trying to sell? How are you supporting your audience and where is the money being made? Having a signature 3-month program is really going to help you with this if you don't know what to offer. In 3 months' time, what is the biggest transformation you can take a person from your audience through. Is it navigating their divorce? Is it navigating their recovery, wellness, breath work? Ask yourself, what expertise and what certifications do you have in each of these, right? What is it that your business is offering? And like I said before, as soon as you have your first paid online product or service in my coaching programs in the Business Academy, we teach you how to use paid ads and organic marketing to directly drive traffic to those offers so that you get people signed up and more sales. Like I mentioned before, we can also combine the creator and coaching business models so that you are creating content, but then driving all of those new followers, that new activity to your paid offers. And I think that is where the magic happens. By sharing authentically on social media, your most aligned community finds you. This is different from paid advertising where people are just getting a glimpse into your life. They're not really interacting with you, but my most impressive and my most aligned clients have all come from social media. And the best news is the content you create, it's organic. It is free to put yourself out there and market. If you are a content creator thinking about monetizing sooner than just brand collaborations and partnerships, you can totally start building your own product and service around your niche. My last tip for you on choosing exactly what to brand yourself around is to think in the perspective of your ideal client or customer and how you can best serve them. This comes from you as a business owner, as a coach, as a creator. What would give them the most value? What is it that you are an expert on that you can share with them that would add value to their lives? But also, if you already have somewhat of an audience, ask them what they need and what they want to see from you and how your business can best help them. Do your market research. Ultimately, your business is there to serve your audience. And once you find exactly what it is, not just what you think they need, but what they actually need, that is when you're going to see the momentum because more and more people are going to be attracted to that transformational value that you offer. And that's how you're going to see more income and more revenue in your business. If you are ready to choose your money-making niche and see income in your online business within the next 90 days, I would love to invite you to the Start Your Business Intensive, where I coach you personally to do just that. You can find details in the episode description, and if you have any questions, my DMs are always open. Have an amazing week, my loves. I am sending you all of the sunny, tropical, beachy vibes from Indonesia.